Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We're here again to unpack those dense source materials and really pull out the key insights for you.
That's the goal.
And today, we are tackling something pretty big. I think it's maybe the most significant change to Microsoft Teams, architecturally speaking, since it first launched.
You mean the Copilot agents?
Exactly. These new dedicated functional Copilot agents. This isn't just, you know, another feature bolted on. It feels like Teams is really evolving.
Yeah, it's moving from just collaboration and chat to, well, something more like an intelligent knowledge system for the whole organization.
Right. And Microsoft seems pretty explicit about that, positioning Teams and really the whole M365 suite as the enterprise's central nervous system.
Mm-hmm. And the goal for these agents is huge. They're not meant to be passive helpers. They're designed to be active participants in your day-to-day.
Transforming workflows, project coordination, managing processes, the whole lot.
Pretty much everything, yeah.
So our mission today, for you listening, is really critical. We need to break down what these different agents actually do, understand the bigger strategic picture here, and maybe most importantly for planning right now, figure out how you actually get access to this stuff and what's available today, versus, you know, coming soon.
Right, the practical side. Let's get into it.
Okay, let's start where, well, a lot of information gets generated.
Yeah.
Meetings. The foundation seems to be these facilitator agents.
Yes.
The sources say they're not just recording, they're active participants. What does that actually mean in practice?
Well, think of them as really comprehensive meeting support, but calling it a secretary doesn't quite cut it. It's more advanced.
Okay.
They can dynamically create agendas, for instance, tailored based on who's attending and what the meeting goals are.
Oh, well.
And they do real-time note-taking, really detailed notes, capturing not just discussion points, but critically, key decisions and action items automatically.
That dynamic agenda part is interesting. But, you know, there's always that worry, if an AI is setting the agenda and managing time, does it kill creativity? Does it make the meeting too rigid?
That's a fair point. And I think the design tries to address that. The focus is meant to be on efficiency, not like rigid control.
Right.
They offer smart time management, suggesting how much time for each topic, but the people in the meeting still ultimately guide the conversation.
Okay, that makes sense.
And a key thing is the interactive Q&A. During the meeting, someone can ask, you know, what was the budget figure we decided last quarter?
And the agent finds it.
Exactly. It searches the records instantly and provides the answer, so the conversation doesn't grind to a halt while someone digs through old files.
Yeah.
It keeps the flow going.
Keeps the momentum. And then there's the bit about automatically generating documents and tasks from the meeting. Though that's still public preview, right?
That's right. Public preview for now. But yeah, the idea is it translates what was agreed verbally straight into actual work items in your system.
Closing that loop immediately.
Instantly. And you mentioned mobile optimization earlier. That's pretty key too.
Yeah, the single tap thing.
Right. Being able to capture a quick hallway chat just as easily as a formal meeting, that ensures those spontaneous decisions aren't lost.
Very useful. Okay, one quick but important note from the FAQ in the source material.
Ah, yes, the transparency part.
Right. These agents work even if you have external guests in the meeting, but everyone needs to be aware that the AI assistance is active. No surprises.
Absolutely. Consent and awareness are baseline.
Okay, so facilitator agents capture knowledge during the meeting. But the next challenge is always making that knowledge useful later on.
Right.
Finding it, searching it.
Exactly. How do you build that collective memory? This is where we get into that bigger shift you mentioned. Teams becoming sort of the knowledge spine. And that relies on the next type of agent, the channel agents. These are specifically for Teams channels.
And they do more than just index new messages.
Oh, yeah. Much more. They actively analyze the history within a channel. Conversations, files, everything. They build a living memory bank, as the source puts it.
So beyond just search, how does that manifest?
It's about context. They can give you answers based on nuances from discussions months ago. They can generate automated status reports by pulling together progress updates scattered across tons of messages.
Wow.
And think about onboarding. A new team member could ask, hey, why did we pick vendor A? And the agent could synthesize the answer from past discussions.
That's actually incredibly powerful. Saves so much time digging.
Huge time saver, and ensures knowledge doesn't just walk out the door when someone leaves.
Okay, that's the team or project level.
Right.
But what about cross-company knowledge?
Yeah.
Like, if marketing needs info from engineering, where does that live?
Good question. That's where you look at agents working in broader platforms, specifically Viva Engage agents.
Ah, the community platform agents.
Right. These support the wider organization. They help community managers answer general user questions that span departments and maintain that sort of company-wide knowledge base on broader topics. Boosts engagement, too.
And these are also in public preview.
Correct. Public preview for the Viva Engage agents.
Okay. And while those are handling the community side, there are agents working even deeper in the background, right? On the actual files.
Yep. That brings us to the SharePoint Knowledge Agents. These are the unsung heroes working behind the scenes on document management.
Okay, what do they do specifically?
Think of them as organizing the enterprise's digital brain. They handle automatic file organization using intelligent category.
Smart folders, basically.
Kind of, yeah. Mm. Plus smart tagging to make search way better. They can summarize long documents for you quickly, and they generally optimize the whole information structure that everything else relies on.
Also public preview.
Also public preview for these SharePoint agents, yes.
So you've got this like layered system. SharePoint manages the files, channel agents track the conversations in Teams, facilitator agents capture new stuff from meetings.
Exactly. It's an interlocking ecosystem designed for proactive intelligence, not just storing data.
Okay, that proactive part leads nicely into the next area, automation. How are workflows changing with this new AI layer?
Well, there's a redesigned workflows tool, also currently in public preview. This lets teams build more sophisticated, custom, AI-driven processes.
For those repetitive tasks.
Precisely. But it's more than just simple automation. It's about intelligent task routing that connects different M365 apps. The goal is to seriously cut down on manual work for routine, cross-functional things.
Makes sense. And you also flagged a feature that sounds, frankly, like a lifesaver for people in back-to-back meetings.
Yeah.
The Audi recap.
Yeah, that one's neat. Also, public preview. It basically takes the meeting notes, the transcript, the action items, and generates a short audio summary.
Yeah, you can catch up quickly.
Exactly. Catch up while you're grabbing coffee, commuting, whatever. Makes the information much more accessible when you're short on time.
Okay, this is a really extensive suite of capabilities.
Mm.
Which brings us to the million-dollar question.
Yeah.
How do you actually get all this? What's the access requirement?
Yeah, this is the crucial part for anyone planning budgets or rollouts. Access to all of these advanced AI agent features, the facilitator participation, channel intelligence, Viva Engage support, SharePoint knowledge agents, the new workflows, it's exclusively for Microsoft 365 Copilot subscribers.
Okay, let me repeat that because it's critical. You need a Microsoft 365 Copilot subscription. Standard Teams users do not get these new dedicated agents.
Correct. It's a premium capability tied to the Copilot license.
And let's quickly summarize the rollout status again. Some bits are live, some are preview.
Right. So the core facilitator agent features for participating in meetings, basic real-time notes that's available now. But most of the really integrated knowledge stuff, channel agents, Viva Engage agents, SharePoint knowledge agents, the advanced workflows, the automatic document task creation from meetings, and that audio recap feature, they're all currently in public preview.
So plan accordingly. The core meeting help is there, but the deeper knowledge integration is still coming into its own.
Exactly. Phased rollout is likely needed.
And naturally, with AI touching so much data, security is going to be top of mind for everyone.
Absolutely critical. Microsoft emphasizes that standard enterprise-grade security and M365 compliance apply here.
And organizations have control.
Yes, that's key. Admins get controls to manage which features are enabled and for which user groups. So you can manage the rollout, you can manage governance based on roles or departments.
Good. Okay, so we understand the tech, the features, the access. Now let's talk reality. Rolling out something this big across a company, it's not just flipping a switch, is it?
Oh, definitely not. This is a major digital transformation initiative for most organizations. It requires a really systematic approach. Professional services and strategic planning are pretty much essential.
The source material seemed to lay out a structure for what that involves.
It did. It points towards needing, first, expert implementation. That means assessing your current setup, finding the best places to apply this AI, and building a proper roadmap.
You can't just turn it all on at once.
Probably not advisable, no. Then comes the people side, training and change management.
Getting users comfortable, showing them how to actually use these tools effectively.
Exactly. Without that, adoption fails. And it needs to be ongoing, which leads to ongoing optimization and support. You need to monitor how it's working, tweak things, and keep up with all the updates Microsoft pushes out.
Which will likely be frequent.
Very likely. And then there's the governance piece we touched on.
Right, especially with that living memory bank idea.
Mm-hmm. You need clear security and compliance guidance to set up the right rules and frameworks for how this data is handled, who can access what, privacy controls, etc.
Super important.
And finally, for many businesses, there will be a need for custom integration solutions, connecting these new AI capabilities into their existing business apps, the non-Microsoft ones, to create those really specific, valuable workflows.
So it's a significant undertaking, often needing external help like specialized IT partners to get it right.
That's typically the case for deployments of this scale, yes.
Okay, so let's wrap this up. What's the big picture takeaway here? It feels like Teams is fundamentally changing its role.
I think that's right. It's moving beyond just being a communication tool. It's becoming this intelligent ecosystem powered by these very specific active AI assistants that manage and connect organizational knowledge.
The core value then is about harnessing all that distributed knowledge, past conversations, current meetings, and making it instantly usable, right? Automating consistency.
Precisely. It's about leveraging that collective intelligence in a way that just wasn't possible before. It could radically change how people find information and get work done internally.
Okay, so that leads to our final provocative thought for you, the listener. We know organizations get admin controls to configure these features, decide who gets what.
Right, the governance controls.
So the question to ponder is, how will your organization define the rules for these powerful agents? Specifically, how are you going to balance the incredible potential of this living memory bank against the absolute necessity of robust governance for user privacy and controlling sensitive data?
That balance, getting that right, is probably going to be the defining challenge and opportunity of this new era of AI-powered collaboration.
Something to definitely think about. That's all for this deep dive. We'll catch you next time.